Frank Capra's Why We Fight film series was commissioned by General George C. Marshall to win the hearts and minds of U.S. audiences during the Second World War. The sixth film, The Battle of China, 1944, ends with scenes of marching Chinese soldiers as the soundtrack plays the anthem The March of the Volunteers by the Chinese composer and revolutionary Ni Er. A stirring voiceover defines China's war against Japan as part of a struggle of freedom against slavery, civilization against barbarism. The film closes, as do others in the series, with a caption displaying the words of General George Marshall: "The victory of the democracies can only be complete with the utter defeat of the war machines of Germany and Japan." The V for Victory then appears as the Liberty Bell rings. The words and ideas used in Capra's film, freedom, liberty, democracy, were mainstays of the language used among the Western allies to explain the conflict. All of the Allied belligerents developed clear narratives about why they fought in the Second World War. Those narratives changed both during and after the war, but they have an identifiable core that is widely recognized. For the United States and Britain, the narrative was of a war to save freedom. For the USSR, it was an existential conflict for the survival of state and society. There is little recognition, at least in the West, of China's wartime narrative. Where it is mentioned at all, it is told as the story of a China that was a feeble and irrelevant partner in the war against Japan and was ultimately lost to communism. The historian Hans van der Ven describes it as a story of nationalist military incompetence and a militarist and authoritarian regime mired in corruption. Few in the West have explored China's wartime goals as seen through Chinese eyes. One fact, however, stands central. Despite Capra's claim, China did not portray its own efforts in terms of freedom, liberty, and democracy. During the war itself, ideas of order rather than of freedom were central to Chinese conceptions of the war's purpose. Readers who come to this book with an interest in the legacy and memory of China's war may know little about the actual trajectory of the war in China, even if they have a good overall knowledge of the war in Europe and in Japan. For that reason, I give in the next section a sketch of the major events of the war. My intention is not to provide a detailed narrative of the conflict, which can be found elsewhere. Instead, it is to argue that the meaning of the war for the majority of the Chinese who were fighting was significantly different from its meaning for their American and British allies.